You're listening to the best travel podcast ever with Eric Hastings.
Yes. Well, of course. Well, thank you, Christina. And yes, it is the best podcast in travel ever. I did it again. I can't even get the name of the podcast right. It is the best travel podcast ever. I am Eric Hastings. Thank you so much for being here once again. By the way, if you're unfamiliar with this piece of music we're using, this is actually the end credits theme we use to my television series on PBS called Beyond Your Backyard, which can be found on public broadcasting stations all over the United States of America. And there's a little salute. I actually like this piece because it works well with the outtakes that we do. It doesn't always go well. I mean, it doesn't always go exactly to plan, I should say. But in all seriousness, if you've never listened to this podcast before, we get a chance to talk a little bit longer about topics that are related to travel in the hopes that we can actually help you with ideas on where to go and what to do and where to stay and how to get the most out of your vacation, wherever that vacation may be in the universe. Perhaps you'll be visiting the Red Planet soon. Perhaps you'll be shelling out millions and millions of dollars to have a seat on Jeff Bezos' lap. I don't know, wherever. Maybe you'll be going to the moon. We just don't know. But the what's available to us now is, well, we can go anywhere in the world that we want. And you know, with the advent of the internet, now that information is available to us. There's no excuse. You know, Chris Rock did a funny bit about that where he said, remember back before the internet when sometimes the answer was just, I don't know. I don't know. Now it's like, what do you mean you don't know? You could ask somebody. You can go on the Google box and you can find out. Well, the problem with that is that now we know that that information exists and we still have the burden of planning a vacation. And I say it's a burden because planning a vacation is supposed to be fun. But as you and I both know, sometimes it can be kind of stressful. Speaking of which, I just received a note from the National Park Service saying that thanks in part to the video that I made on the YouTube box there, that the national parks are full. So sorry. If you were planning on going to a national park this summer, please don't, because according to the National Park Service, they are full. And of course, none of what I just said is true, with the exception of the National Park Service is seeing unprecedented visitorship right now, and it makes perfect sense. And, you know, the good news is spend some time on the National Park Service site, and I believe it's nps.gov, National Park Service. Look it up because you may be surprised to learn that while there are, I think, and forgive me if it's 63 or 64 sites that are designated national parks, the National Park Service oversees like more than 400 sites in the United States. So the reason I'm mentioning this is because while you may not be able to visit or you may not want to visit the park that you had your heart set on because, well, there will be a lot of crowds there, there are plenty of other options throughout the United States. So please be aware of that. Incidentally, this portion of the best travel podcast ever is being brought to you in part by My Inflatable Giraffe Travel Pillow. The first post-pandemic inflatable comfort solution, perfect for airplanes, trains, buses, RVs, or your own vehicle. When fully inflated, the My Inflatable Giraffe Travel Pillow measures enough comfort for a reasonably sized family of four. Just remember to only inflate the part of your giraffe you need when traveling. Get the My Inflatable Giraffe Travel Pillow today at select pet stores in the Pacific Northwest or at myinflatablegiraffetravelpillow.com if you can remember how to spell giraffe. Back to what I was saying. thank you very much for that. My good friend Laura is on the program today. And I'm incredibly excited to talk to her, or I was. We conducted this interview yesterday out and about because it was so nice outside. We sat outside together on a park bench, so you'll hear the trees and the birds chirping. And she is a trusted travel advisor, a good friend of the program, a relatively new friend to the show. And she's affiliated with Pro Travel. That's a travel advisor group. Anywho, I thought we would talk with her today about her inside secrets on how to plan your next vacation. So without further ado, here we go. All right, Laura, thank you, by the way, for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I mean, this is great.
I mean, and we're traveling right now just to do this interview. I mean, you could have come into the studio and sat down. We could have had really cool headphones and microphones. And yet, here we are sitting on a park bench next to a train station in this cute little town in the middle of Bergen County.
Absolutely. I mean, the atmosphere doesn't get better than this. The sun is shining.
The birds are singing. But doesn't that speak volumes to the notion of everything can be travel?
Absolutely. You can go 2 miles away from your own home, and that's traveling if you discover something new. If you look at something a different way than you've normally looked at it. That, to me, is travel, looking at things through a different lens.
Well, and I'm glad you said that, because that's one of the first, I suppose, barriers for entry, which is, you know, travel can be a little overwhelming when you start to think, oh my gosh, I literally can go anywhere in the world, and soon somewhere else in the galaxy. Where do I start? What do I do? Don't you get calls like that all the time? Okay, I want to go here. What do I do?
Absolutely. I get some people that say, I know what I want. This is what I want. But for the most part, I get a lot of people, I don't know. I want to go somewhere. Maybe I want to go somewhere new. Where should I go? And that's a tough question, because what's good for what I would suggest may not be good for them. So then that's the process that I start. Well, what kind of feeling do you want from this trip?
That was going to be my first question, because again, they may not know the exact place. They do know what they're trying to achieve, don't they?
For the most part, sometimes they don't think they know. But, right, it's true. They come to you and they want to say, and then I'll maybe make suggestions, or what do you want? And they kind of look at me like, what do you mean? What do I want to get out of it? Because a lot of people haven't really thought about that until I delve further into a few more questions. Well, do you want an adventure trip? Do you want to do somewhere new? Do you want to relax? And those, it sounds like so silly, like such easy questions, but that's what starts the process.
No, and I'm glad you start there, because again, it's almost like relearning. You know, if it was 1965, yes, of course, you would have the butcher, your accountant, your lawyer, your travel agent. At the time, that's what we called them. And today we're like, wait a minute, I don't need a travel agent. And of course we know they're called travel advisors. Why? Because they're not agents of travel. They're truly advisors. You really do kind of put those parameters in place to say, okay, we got to narrow it down a little bit.
Absolutely. And not only narrow it down, but almost kind of guide them. You know, I find that a lot of people do need guidance when it comes to, oh, I think I might want to do this. But then when I, you know, talk about it a little bit more, I could give a quick example. Someone says, I want to go to the Maldives.
Right.
Well, do you know, just because they've heard about it, and it looks beautiful, of course, but when I tell them that there's really not much to do there, but it's beach, and, well, wait, maybe I really don't want that. Maybe I want to go to Tahiti or another tropical destination where there's a little bit more to do.
Got it.
So I kind of gather their information, their thought process, and kind of push them, not push them, but kind of guide them in the right direction for what they think, what they want.
That begs the question, how are you possibly an expert on every place in the world? I mean, I know you're fabulous. I mean, you wouldn't be on the program if you weren't.
Well, listen, I travel a lot myself.
Okay.
To me, travel is the experience.
Right. Which sounds cliche, right? People are starting to use this word, right?
It does sound cliche, but it's not. It's the experience of, and I know they say, you know, it's not the destination, it's the journey. But right. I truly believe that, because every part of your travel experience is an experience, or it can be, if you look at it that way. I want people to open themselves up to every experience that they're going to have along the way. yeah. not just getting to the destination.
Well, and isn't that, that has something to do with, and we made a video about this, you know, just recently about the on the beaten path and off the beaten path. And you know, you've been a travel advisor long enough that you've certainly been around the community of advisors mm-hmm. that are like, eh, been there, done that. Mm-hmm. Show me something new. You know, they're all the same, you know, the media is the same way and that they're like, I don't know. Isn't it a healthy combination of both those things that everybody does and that nobody does?
I think so. I think it's a good idea to get out of your comfort zone a bit. You know, it's kind of whatever you're comfortable with, you know, to that level. If you feel that you can just maybe go one place new or maybe try a new food, not cricket on a stick, but maybe you just never, maybe you never tried, you know, I don't know, some seafood or something. And that's an experience because it's something new and you're opening yourself up to new things. And it's kind of like baby steps if you're not really that comfortable to go to Patagonia or go, you know, hiking in Nepal. But maybe you're going to go to the Caribbean that you've gone before. So that's your comfort zone. Maybe you're going to try something new. So I think that has a lot to do with stepping out a little bit. And some people are more comfortable going far off their comfort zone.
Right.
And that gives them that adrenaline rush. And that's what they think should be.
That's so funny you say that, because that's very true in that what's good for the goose isn't necessarily good for the gander. And that's why mm-hmm. travel can be very intimidating mm-hmm. because it's so vast and it's so big. And yet what we're actually looking for is incredibly specific. Uber specific, if you think about it. Like, mm-hmm. you can't just say, I'm going to get on an airplane and go to Italy. Like, sooner or later, you're going to have to decide which airline. Like, you can't just book a flight. You have to book a flight on an airline that has an app, that has certain rules, that will cost a certain amount of money. It's not going to be our... If you think about it, like, it's very, very specific all the way down to...
And then when you get there.
Right. Like, what neighborhood am I going to stay in versus what neighborhoods am I going to explore?
Right. And as simple as it may seem, how am I going to get from point A to point B? Because you've got so many options. Do I get a private driver to take me and give me their recommendations? Do I just take a taxi point to point? Do I take a train? All of those combined becomes your travel experience.
Right.
All of those things. Whether you don't realize, a lot of people don't realize that.
Right.
But that becomes your travel experience. You know, you, say you get a driver to take you somewhere. All of a sudden you're in the middle of driving. He says, look at that lemon tree. He wants to pull over, grab a lemon. You're eating this beautiful fresh lemon in Italy that you never planned for.
Right.
That's an experience.
And how do you put a price tag on that? You know, when you look at, you know, it's in black and white. You say, well, I could just take a taxi. I could take Uber. I could take the Italian version of Uber, whatever the hell that is. Like, no, it would cost more to hire a driver. In some cases, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at those things in black and white. It's like, you know, it's not the things that are in black and white.
Yeah, it's that gray area of details that you may not know what's going to happen. And some people get they're afraid of that. They want to know exactly what's going to happen. And that's fine, too. If that's what they're comfortable with, that's great. But I feel that the unexpected things in life and when you're traveling, that really makes for a juicy, incredible experience, one of a kind, that you can't get.
What do you tell them? Here we are in 2021. We're in the second quarter of this year. We're getting into the summer travel season. We've just come off a worldwide health pandemic. There's still masks on domestic flights till the fall. What are you telling people now?
I've gotten a lot of questions about that. I really want to go far away, or I want to go to Europe, but I'm a little nervous. I don't know what's happening. I mean, I say to people, listen, if that's what you're really want to do, then let's look for that. But maybe let's push it off a little bit longer till we, you know, nothing's guaranteed, and we know that things are a very fluid situation with closing and opening. Mm-hmm. But if you can plan it for a little bit further out, mm-hmm. that's a good idea. If you're not comfortable with going, why don't you just do a smaller trip right now? Mm-hmm. You want to get away. People have been cooped up for so long. They just want to get away. So take a road trip. Take a train trip in the U.S. Go somewhere that's 2 hours away so that if you do feel uncomfortable, you can get home easy. I think that's what it's got to be, what you're comfortable with.
Right. That's agreed. Laura, thank you for this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This has been fantastic.
On so many levels. It really
is. On so many levels.
We really should have taped this. But we should have brought the video camera out just for the exchange with the dude in the car.
Nobody would have believed it. No. Nobody would have believed it.
I agree. You're listening to the best travel podcast ever. I am Eric Hastings. Thank you so much for listening today. Available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Hey, don't forget to rate us, like us, follow us, and leave a comment as well. We'd really appreciate it. We'll see you again soon on the next edition. And I can't wait. Frankly, I'm excited about the whole thing. Don't forget, everything we do is also backed up at erictheTravelGuy.com and on our YouTube channel. We'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the best travel podcast ever with Eric Hastings. Don't worry, we will return again.